no sponsors. This is just a demo of what deep learning can do. Ha ha ha.
If you have questions about anything written above, or want details on any specific usage, simply speak up. Another great thing to do is simply to keep an eye out for how the word is used in movies and TV shows. To distinguish it from its myriad uses, you will really have to look at the context and intonation of the speakers. Words are one of those rare words that can mean exactly the opposite, depending on context, intonation, and body language. Word is a vibrant, colorful word used fairly frequently both in spoken and written English. One of the things that I noticed when living in Brazil is that Brazilians do not know how to use the slang word, the word that is extremely prevalent in the informal American usage of English. Do not be lost next time you are talking with a foreigner. Here's a list of slang words and acronyms most commonly used. If you have a more casual remark you want to make, or want to make sense to a friend's 16-year-old son, then there are a few phrases you all want to know in English slang. Aside from all of the formal, informal, and slang expressions that weave their way through coverage, there are some creative ways that the English language has for saying goodbye. While there are a lot of creative and fun ways to say goodbye in English, it is important to know which is right to use for different situations and contexts. The good news is you will never be wrong using this word for saying goodbye, especially in formal situations. Just like saying hello in English, saying goodbye is an extremely important part of communication, and there are a lot of different ways of saying it. We've hope this guide on 80+ ways to say goodbye helps you to speak more naturally and fluently in English when traveling in an English-speaking country, at work meetings, or when having an English conversation with friends. Lexical categories such as the noun, and part of speech tags such as the NN, appear to have some uses, but details will be unclear to many readers. NLTK provides documentation on each tag, which can be queried using either a tag, such as NLTK help, UPIN underscore tagset, or a regex, such as NLTK help, UPIN underscore tagset. This will be helpful when we get around to developing automated taggers, since these are trained and tested against lists of sentences rather than words. If a corpus is segmented by sentences too, then it would have the tagged underscore sent method, which splits tagged words across sentences instead of representing them as a single large list. In other words, back in a bit is usually not used as a different part of speech inside of a larger sentence. BIAB is a contraction of initialism. In other words, it is the wider sentence. BIAB is meant to be efficient in writing, rather than efficient in speaking. Initialisms are in contrast to abbreviations, which are spoken like words. Before the digital age, we would simply say things like is coming back soon, or is coming right back, rather than using a BIAB acronym. You have also likely heard English speakers using expressions such as ABIA or a bye-bye, a both of which are informal shorthand of a goodbye. These two expressions are better suited to informal settings. Can is used inaccurately in everyday English, but means that one is capable of doing something. Most are actually not acronyms because you cannot say them, but it is still called. You could use any one of them to finish off a phone call with your loud-mouthed girlfriend, or say goodbye to your 7-year-old grandson after playing Minecraft with him for 3 hours. The two infinitive is used after should, used, is, and has, which are called semi-modal verbs, or modal auxiliaries. The naked infinitive is used as complements to dummy auxiliaries do. Most modal auxiliaries, perception verbs like see, look, and listen, and authorization or causal verbs make, offer, allow, and have. Contrast this with frequency distribution, in which we give the word, and are given back a number, such as FDIST, that tells us how many times a given word appears in a text. We use future continuous, which shows something is going to happen up until some specific future event. It is important to note that, for predictions that are evidence-based, and for plans about the future, the will that we are using is going to not. Futures plane is used for talking about time after the present, and it can be used in many different ways. I found this response to a similar problem. All you have to do is read, to explain much better than I ever.
Could, every time we pass the loop, we update the entries of our POS dictionary for a tag and its following words. To simply look up the keys, we could turn POS into a list, or use the dictionary in contexts that expect lists, such as the parameters of sort, or inside of the for loop, tant Agamemnon with words of prophecy, for it is said by the goddess, and that shall be fulfilled, that three times more glorious gifts will one day come Achilles, for that offense. Agamemnon said, checking his great arm upon its silver sheath, and putting back into his scabbard the pointed blade, heeding the words of the goddess. She had left Olympus at this point, to Zeus' palace, bearing Aegis, and rejoining with other gods. She had never before drunk wine during her meal. We must wear our uniforms to work. Sorry, I must go now.
This is all for today, guys. My name is Terrence and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of Podka and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.